News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. job market closed out 2023 with the addition of 216,000 jobs in December, an increase of 17,000 from the month before. According to the Labor Department, there were payroll gains in health care, government, and construction. The unemployment rate steady at 3.7%. No school today in Perry, Iowa, scene of yesterday's deadly school shooting.
We've got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need general
law. The first day of school after winter break in Perry, Iowa. Dallas County Dispatch, courtesy Bart Castify.
We have a male subject down in the hallway. Appears to be self-inflicted.
Investigators say that shooter, a 17-year-old, killed a sixth grader and wounded five others. He was armed with a shotgun and a handgun. Officials did not offer a motive, but two friends tell the AP he'd been bullied for years.
And that report from correspondent Ben Thomas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's practice of offering illegal aliens transportation to the sanctuary city of their choice sparks a lawsuit by New York City.
The lawsuit claims that 17 bus companies knowingly implemented Governor Abbott's busing plan in violation of a New York law that limits transferring needy persons across state lines and then abandoning them. It seeks more than $700 million in damages to recoup the cost of caring for an estimated 33,000 migrants who have arrived in the city on charter buses since April 2022. Abbott said in response that the suit was a violation of the Commerce Clause, which guarantees the constitutional right to travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And on Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures are lower. Coming on the heels of the latest jobs report, Dow futures down 113 points, NASDAQ futures off 64. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State, exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. Salem Now.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy. They'd rather wait. Wondering why the Las Vegas real estate market is so tough, so volatile these days? Well, consider that a couple of Wall Street groups have been swapping homes here in Southern Nevada recently. In fact, last summer, Starwood Capital Group sold 264 Clark County homes to Invitation Homes for $98 million. Now, that deal was done in three different transactions, with most of the homes being sold were in Las Vegas as well as North Las Vegas. Wall Street-backed hedge funds and cash-rich investors, they've been buying up single-family homes across the country, including here in Las Vegas, since the Great Recession back in 2008-2009, which many experts say leads to fewer homes for families to buy. Now, such deals could also mean higher rental rates. A recent study predicts companies could own as much as 40% of the homes in the U.S. by 2030. Clark County School District, they need bus drivers, so they're hosting a job fair tomorrow. That fair being held at the school district's Arville Bus Yard. That's near the Orleans Hotel Casino. That's going on tomorrow from 8 in the morning until noon. Pay, it begins at $24.28 an hour. The school district provides paid training, too. More job fairs expected in February as well as March. A Las Vegas facility that cares for sick babies, they need your help. They're looking for baby snugglers. Silver State Pediatrics needs baby snugglers to provide that human touch for the newborns and infants with moms that may not be available to provide that care because of personal issues. Volunteers need to be 18 or older, pass a background check, and complete an interview. Check things out. Stop by Silver State Pediatrics on West Charleston. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Really starting to see the bunch up in the middle of the resort corridor on I-15 southbound. Braking starts near Sahara, stays at that speed all the way down toward Russell Road. Just too many cars going the same way at the same time. Of course, ongoing construction at Tropicana not helping at all. No accidents being reported on the freeways. Eastside injury wreck, though, at Maryland Parkway and Russell Road. Clear sunny skies, high of 60 this afternoon, currently 41 degrees. We have a chilly weekend ahead. A chance of rain tomorrow evening and overnight lows in the mid-30s. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, January 5th. Good to have you with us. What a great way to begin the show by a guy that I believe is a true American hero. He is Dr. Ben Carson. He is a retired neurosurgeon, former secretary of HUD. That's Housing and Urban Development under Donald J. Trump. And he's a former presidential candidate himself. Dr. Carson, always good to have you on. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
You are a surrogate for Donald J. Trump. Why? What are the qualities in Donald J. Trump that maybe you most admire?
Well, first of all, he's very tenacious and he loves America. You know, he's a man who is already about as famous as anybody can be, so he didn't need to do it for that reason. He already had a ton of money. He's lost money in the process. But I'm taken back to an interview he had with Oprah Winfrey about 30 years ago, and she asked him about running for president, and he said he would rather not do that, but if it got to a point where the country was in danger, he would do it. And I think that's his real motivation. He loves America, and he wants to see it survive.
You've done this running for president thing before. I'm curious what you think of what's going on right now, despite all of the indictments and the court appearances. Through all of that, this president is advancing his cause. He's not losing votes. He's gaining votes. How do you explain it?
Well, I explain it by saying that the American people are a lot smarter than some of the left-wing people think they are. And they recognize that if we allow the justice system to be weaponized to use your political opponents, that we will no longer be America. We will no longer be a free nation. We will have lost the Democratic Republic that Benjamin Franklin talked about when he came out of the convention in 1787. He was asked, sir, what do we have here? a monarchy or a republic. He said a republic if you can keep it. And I think our people understand that we will not be keeping it if we allow that to happen.
You've been talking to people as a surrogate for Donald J. Trump. You've been talking with folks in New Hampshire and in Iowa, and, of course, Iowa coming up in what, 10 days? Can you talk a little bit about what people there are experiencing and what it is that you're hearing from them?
Well, you know, people are doing comparisons. And, you know, how did they feel about their present situation? How did they feel about the future when Donald Trump was president versus how they feel now? And the difference is dramatic. I mean, we had a booming economy growing by leaps and bounds before COVID hit. You know, we had an energy policy that made us independent, which kept prices at a reasonable level, kept inflation at a reasonable level. We had safety on our streets. We had control of our borders. You know, now we have a situation where millions of people are pouring across our borders. We don't know who they are. And you can pretty much bet that terrorists are among them and that they're going to exact a terrible price for our negligence. And I think people understand all of that, and they're extremely concerned about it. And there are some people who also don't like Donald Trump, and I understand that. But we asked them, would you rather have somebody who maybe has a loose tongue but has excellent policies that bring about a much better living conditions for you, or would you rather have somebody with a silver tongue who has horrible policies that destroy your life?
I'd like to ask you as far as the numbers. I mean, I've been looking at all of the polling, and I don't know whether you like polling or dislike polling, but it seems like there has been a groundswell for this former president, and it's incredible to me how the numbers have been shaking out. It is incredible to me that this president is improving almost every day. The numbers keep going up. The margins keep going up. How do you explain it?
Well, people see more and more weaponization. You know, you had the situation in Colorado and Maine and a number of other states doing everything they can to get rid of Donald Trump. Now, why is that? And people are asking themselves, why are they so afraid of this man? At the same time, people are seeing the growth of the administrative state. And, you know, we're moving away from a country that is of, by, and for the people to a country that is of, by, and for the government. That was exactly what our founders were trying to avoid. And enough people are able to see it. Now, you have group that's trying to destroy our history, and they don't want people to understand, you know, the foundations of our nation and the values that are passed on. And your history determines your identity, and your identity determines your beliefs. So if they can destroy anything along that chain, they're trying to do so. And that's exactly the same thing that ISIS does when they come in and they conquer an area. They destroy the history. That's the first thing that they always do. Makes the people easier to manage.
Again, Dr. Ben Carson joining us. He is a surrogate for Donald J. Trump. And I'm curious, as a guy that's done this presidential thing before, I want to ask you about the strategy. Donald J. Trump has said he's not going to debate. And that he has made strategic forays into New Hampshire and Iowa. He's made major speeches there. You like the strategy, and it seems to be paying off.
It's a good strategy. I mean, why would you get into a debate with people who are so far behind you and, you know, give them a chance to inflict damage? You don't need to do that. What you really need to do is get out and give people hope once again. And that's really been the strategy with you know, the town halls and the various things that he's doing, it gives people who are really feeling a little desperate hope for the future once again. When you look at how much we have declined in just 3 years, and then you think about what would happen if we had another 4 years of this, I think that terrifies people.
It does.
You know, the thing to do is just to give people the confidence that it's not over. We can get this back, but we're all going to have to work together to do it. And that's the strategy.
I'm curious what you think of the other remaining candidates, the Chris Christies, the Vivek Ramaswamy's, the Ron DeSantis's, the Nikki Haley's. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis will be on the stage in Iowa for the debate coming up. I'm curious what you think of them.
I think any of them would be a much better choice than what we have there now. There's no question about that. But, you know, I wish they would abide by Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment. I wish all of the candidates would. Don't speak ill of each other. Don't try to tear each other down. You have a much bigger enemy. And this is a huge fight that we're undergoing right now, because we're determining whether this remains a country that is people-centric or a country that is government-centric.
I'm curious what you think of Nevada, because we are a battleground state. I think everybody acknowledges that. We are going to be the first caucus in the West. And is it a good bet that we're going to be seeing Donald J. Trump in our state again? He's been here a couple of times already so far in this campaign.
Well, he recognizes that, you know, Nevada can be a bellwether, could really be very beneficial. And, you know, there's indications on the ground that things are moving in the right direction in Nevada. So we're very encouraged about that.
I want to ask you about Joe Biden. Do you think Joe Biden will be in the race? Will he go all the way to the convention? Will he be on the ticket come November 5th?
Well, I think he certainly wants to be. I think he puts his own desires far ahead of those of the country. I think there will be a tremendous effort to remove him, and it'll be an extremely interesting convention.
As a healthcare professional for so many years, a retired neurosurgeon, you must have some thoughts on the physical ailments that he brings to this race. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen of Joe Biden and what you think we will see in the closing days of this campaign?
You know, people age differently. You know, there are some people who are, you know, 100 years old who are sharp as a tack. Many people remember Charlie Munger, for instance, who died recently, who was Warren Buffett's partner. Extremely sharp at 99 years of age. Biden, on the other hand, if you just look at some of his interviews over the years, you can see a steady decline, which has accelerated, you know, in recent years. So it's problematic. And I can guarantee you, if it was a Republican who was having these kinds of cognitive issues, it would be front and center all over the place.
I want to ask you about Colorado. I want to ask about Maine and Michigan, some of these other states that are trying to keep Donald J. Trump off the ballot. First of all, is it fair? Is it constitutional?
I don't believe it to be constitutional whatsoever. You go back and you look at the 14th Amendment and what it was intended for, and you look at Section 3, what it was intended for. It has nothing to do with anything that's been going on in our time. And it's people trying to massage and manipulate, you know, the legal structures in their favor. And you can take almost anything and manipulate it and massage it to make it say what you want it to say. We have to have people who are strict constitutionalists, who will interpret it the way it's supposed to be done. And I suspect that that will occur when it hits the Supreme Court.
Dr. Carson, it is always good to have you on. It's been a while since we've had you on. Thank you so much. And continue to speak out for our former president. He can get all the help he needs from people like you. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you for being a patriot. Take care.
There you go, Dr. Ben Carson, retired neurosurgeon and a surrogate. This is what a lot of the candidates do. They have people that go out and speak for them. They can't be in, 10 places at once, so they have surrogates like Dr. Ben Carson. I'm sure the other candidates in the race have surrogates as well. We'll be hearing from a lot of those folks because we are a battleground state. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball. But if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years, 5 years, more? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800.
402-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. One of the things we like to do on Friday is we like to celebrate. We like to kind of let our hair down, have a little fun. In fact, we're going to do that right now because it's time for the Friday song.
What day is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday. Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's the day we celebrate. It's the day we have some fun. That's exactly what we do. Oh, I just love that. Love that. I was following what was going on yesterday. I saw Chris Sununu, the New Hampshire governor, on Fox. And the question came up, which I think is a pretty legitimate one. Did Nikki Haley step in it again in New Hampshire and in Iowa? This is cut number six, Chris Sununu, the New Hampshire governor.
I trust every single one of you. You know how to do this. You know Iowa starts it. You know that you correct it.
I think it was incredibly disrespectful to Iowans to say somehow their votes need to be, quote, corrected. I think she's trying to provide an excuse for her not doing well.
All right. It looks like Nikki Haley could be in a world of controversy yet again, about a week after those, you know, slavery non-remarks, a gaffe that she said wasn't a gaffe. But that was then. This one now seems to be percolating. I want to go to her biggest backer, certainly in New Hampshire, the governor of that fine state, Chris Sununu, kind enough to join us. Governor, good to see you. Did she step in it there? Were those words ill chosen?
No. Like she was making a joke. Everyone knows Trump is going to win the caucus. It's really designed for the Trump voters in the Trump caucus. So the hope and the idea is that she's going to win in New Hampshire. So look, she was making a joke. And anyone trying to make more of it than that, needs to either get a sense of humor or just lighten up. I mean, folks are just trying anything they can to make waves because they know there's only one person in this race, nationally or locally, whose numbers are moving up. That's Nikki Haley, right? So obviously, all the targets are going to be attempted on her. But this was a big nothing burger, and actually kind of funny. New Hampshire and Iowa have always shared the caucus and primary. We're always a little chippy at each other. So she was just having a little fun with that.
I don't know. I didn't see any jokes there, Governor, but I did hear her say that.
You didn't
know,
see her laughing?
New Hampshire will fix it. That whatever Iowa does, New Hampshire will fix it. The implication there is those guys will screw it up. You guys can straighten it out.
No, look, but we usually go very different, right? Iowa is very independent of New Hampshire and vice versa. So, you know, one doesn't necessarily bleed into the other. She's doing well in both states. She's surging in both New Hampshire and Iowa. There's no doubt about that. But again, I think it's more of a knock at Trump than anything else, because as we know, Trump's going to win the Iowa caucus. That's not going to be a surprise. She's surging here. She was back by 30 or 40 points just a month ago. And now she's, you know, within striking distance. All the momentum's at her back. All the wind is at her back. And she's referring, and that's what it is. She's referring to this movement. It isn't just a candidate in a campaign. It is a real movement of energy and a ground game and doing the retail politics and showing the results from that. And that will carry her into South Carolina as well.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu yesterday with Neil Cavuto on Fox News Channel. Stay where you are. We're going to talk more about the race. We're going to talk about another gun tragedy, this one in a place called Perry, Iowa. And we'll talk about exactly what went down yesterday on the first day back of school, believe it or not. And a guy with a pump action gun, a student, by the way, at the high school, and a handgun killed one, injured five.